So, but it's not a kiyum nechavtze. And with that he answers Rabbi Yehuda Sikashi against Tesis and Moore. Because the Mishnah in Moore says there are two kinds of Isur Anoye. There is Isur Anoye that tunin kvore, like Bosa Becholom. And there is Isur Anoye like Neser and Laya Kerem that is stone straight. So, in the Isur Anoye of Laya Kerem and Neser that requires Spio in the Hefse, so Afron is Mutabanoi. Because Nas is Misfos, but the Anoye of Bosa Becholov, so even if you burn the Bosa Becholov, so the ashes of Bosa Becholov are also Sabanoi, because it's not Nas is Misfos. The Tur in Hilchos Pesach says that he mentions the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Now the Rambam passes like Rabbanon, but the Tur passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Yochomet is only b'sreifa, and he says Naftimine is legabe deifa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it requires sreifa, so it's like Nisan Klaya Kerem, and the ashes of the Chomet also are also banoi. But according to Rabbanon, that it's Eru Per Leruach, so Mele, the ashes of the Chomet are also banoi. So Rabbi Dveger and Zagoyes and Gila Shas asked, the Zagoyes on the Tur, it's in Gemara in Tmura in the Gilin HaShas. He mentioned the Tur and he has the Kashi. The only reason as to why the Gemara in Tmura says that Bosa Becholov, the ashes, is also Banoye, because the Kvura is only required Mishum Takole Balm. But Mitzaradin, Midarabon, Midarai say you don't have to be Kaver Bosa Becholov. You can put it on the table too. But if you leave it on the table or on the closet or on the counter, it might be nichshu. So that's why we say it's not nasim sosi. But by chometz, even according to the Rabbanon, that peir v'zer l'ruach, but that's the kirma mitzvah the raise, so we should still say nasim sosi. So Rabbi Chaim says that there's a difference. He, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that chometz requires reif edavke, so then it's a kirma in the chefz. According to Rabbanon Perez Eloah, it's not a kiyum de chefse. It's a kiyum de gavre. The gavre does not have any chometz in his possession. So merely it's not shayach to say nasis misfosi. And then ve'eid yeshleima. And that's always when Rabbi Chaim says ve'eid. This is a naya kvetch, you know, a naya twist, a new twist. So he says it's possible that according to Rebbe Rabbanon, the zero pale ruach, there is no mitzvah sese altogether, only a nisares. So it is just like Bali Roy Bali Motze. Bali Roy Bali Motze is love, and this is a nisares. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is why a sreife, so then, not only is there a nisares, but there is a nis, there is a chiyuv ese also to burn it. So Mele answers the kashi that the Rishenim raise against the Rambam. How does the Rambam say that if he did a maise, so then it's chayv malkes, but it's still a lav and nechvase. So the Rav Chaim says the Gemara goes alibe the Rabbi Yehuda who says shreife. So Mele it's a kiyum nechvase, so it's lav and nechvase. But the Rambam passes like Rabbanon, so no kiyum nechefse, or there is no mitzvah altogether. So it's not shayach to say lavan nechefse, only a nisarese. So that's why, ordinarily, he's not chayav malkes, because it's a lav shem maise. But if kono chomer pesach, or yich mitzvah pesach, so then it's chayav. Now let's return to the machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netan. Amesai that is Reife, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shaloi b'shasibur. Shaloi b'shapir b'kuntres, Shaloi b'shasibur b'sheish. Or b'shas b'ure, so in other words, if he wants to destroy the chometz, before noontime, before the clock strikes 12 o'clock, So then he has to use Reife. But Bishazbiuri, after this clock strikes 12 o'clock, so then he can be Perev Zeroach. And Pesach is Chirik, because it's Yalfuse, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from Neser, and Neser, the Chiyuv of Sreife, Ilachas Manisori. So what is the Mach? So actually, Tesis says it's a very strong Kashi against Rashi. Now, the Mordechai in the Chesis mentions in Machlekes Rishenim between Harav Reb Shlomo Midarvish, and Reb Yitzchok Halevi.
Where's
Mordechai? Mordechai in the Chesis. You'll find it in the Big Morris in Monoches. So he mentions Machlekes between Reb Shlomo Midarvish and Reb Yitzchok Halevi. Suppose it's a tzitzis became possible, was Nifsak and Shabbos. So Reb Shlomo Midarvi says he's not allowed to put on the telescope because he'll be in Vatel and Esther Reis. Let him take off. And Rechi Alofen says, inasmuch he doesn't have to take it off because there is no Isha to wear a baggage with four corners without tzitzis. Only thing is, if you put on a baguette of four corners, you have to put in tzitzis. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put in tzitzis. So mele, it's not just the p'tur of onus rachmane patre. Because the shita of the real of me is that when do we say that onus rachmane patre, but the mais haver it is, where there is a mais isa. So then we say, he does a mais haver. All right, he's put on lunch. What could he do? Mashenkin by Mitzvah, where there is no Maizisa, it's only a bitla mitzvah. The Torah is not mechayev a Jew to do what he cannot do, even though he has the potential to take it off, so then he'll not be mechuyev. But if he takes it off, so he's not mechuyev. And the chiyuv only takes effect when he puts it on. And the moment he puts it on, he's an onus, so he's a ptur of the mitzvah. Yes, and even the real oven who is Matir, and what is the shita of Reb Shlomo Midarvish? The shita of Reb Shlomo Midarvish is that inasmuch as he has the potential to take it off, some melee is not considered an onus. True, the Torah is not mechayim an onus, something that he cannot do. But here the Torah is mechayim him to do something that is within his control to do it, not to take it off and not to put it on. But so the Meshiv Dovah, the Nitziv, writes in the Tshuves that the real oven will be made ligabe, will be made ligabe, let's say ligabi suki, the thief, let's say somebody built a beautiful suki, and then half an hour before Shkia there was a big hurricane and he tore down the suki, but he is able within half an hour to build a new suki. We won't say according to he should be told in Machlekes between Reb Shlomo Midarvish and the real love, and according to real love he can take a nap. Why does he have to build a new sukkah? After all, he did his chiyuv. And then it's like nifsak hatzitzis. It's nifsak hatzitzis, so according to real love, he's not the chiyuv to build a sukkah. So he says, because by sukkah there is a special drosakos, chaga sukkah stasloch. So it's not like any other mitzvah where the hechsher is only hechsher. It's not a chiyuv by itself. It's only a means to the time of mitzvah. But here, the hachsha of building a sukkah is itself a kima mitzvah. And the raya is that according to Yerushalmi, you can make the brocha. You can make the brocha and you build a sukkah. If it has been only a hachsha, how can you make a brocha? If somebody goes to the east side to buy a lulav a few days before sukkah, and the day after in Kippur, so we'll be able to make a bracha, even the bracha of Shechayonu, not to mention the bracha of Al-Mitlas Lua. So, and here the Yerushalmi says, you can make the bracha la Asiyah Sukkah. The answer is, because by Sukkot, there is a special Zeros HaKosov, Chagas Sukkot Tazloch. So it's not only means towards the end. It's not like matzah. You can make a bracha. Can you make a bracha on the baking of matzah or a Pesach? Of course not. But here there is a special mitzvah of Chagas Sukkot Tazloch. So Mele Rashi Shite, I think that Rashi Shite, Rashi says, Uporich, Hoyo Vishas Biuri, Hash Bechosi Bechaldovo, Yamtin Acheva. So in other words, Satis says the Kashi, how can it be Mamtin? So, because Rabbi Yudah is Mechayevim to make Sreifim. So how can it be Mamtin till the clock strikes 12 o'clock and then with Pirev Zer Eloach, he'll be Mevatel Mitzvah Deraisi. And the answer is, Rashi Shita is like the real of that since there is a chiyuv, and the chiyuv only takes effect of hashpose, it takes effect only at chatzeis, so before chatzeis he is not mechuyev to take the means to build the sukkah. I mean to, just as he is allowed according to real of to put on it hashpot, that the tzitze was possible, was nifsak, and we don't say he's a mevatel nesdaraisi, because until he puts it on, he's not mechayev. And when he puts it on, he's an onus, and the Torah is not mechayevim to do something that he cannot do. So here too, if he waits till 12 o'clock, and then he has no other alternative except to be perev zeir leruach, so Mimele is allowed to do it. And Teisves agrees with the shita of Rav Shlomo Midrash. Now, I could go on and finish the sugya until the sugya of Rav Hanina is gonna kill me. What I mean is not, I mean before that, till Amai Psuis, Amai Psuis. And then, and tomorrow, but to start,
it's already late.
It's late. So tomorrow we'll finish up to Daf Yudim Lamed Beis, and then we'll start
second
pair.
Okay.
Real love. Daf Yud Beis Lamed Beis. Shor Isheino Machludi. Shnio Machlist. Shlishis Machl Yosh. Not always those who are idle. Shlishis Machl Peel. Chamishis Machl Tavir. Shishis Machl Kolish. Former of Popper, the Vies, Mansur, the Kale, the Kale in the life, the Vies, Machel Kodom, Hamishis, Machel Pel, Shishis, Machel Talmud Chachom. That means that I'm Chachom meet at 11 o'clock. We come the Erech, Kizere Kevin Lechamos. So it doesn't help any. If you eat breakfast after 11 o'clock, so it's is very detrimental to your health. Omar Rabbi, lay a more and lay toy me the bitsafre. Abu toy me the bitsafre, less number. Takes a piece of cake and the rest of tea, so it's all right. Omar Rabashi, mach lake is beides. Kim mach lake is beides. Kam mach lake is bechomes. Pshit hainach. Tamrino, no komashmon. Shinuid, shanino, shinuid. Omar Absim Barash, Lishanul Bishois, Lechadim Akinon Esacham, Lechadim Arachan Esachamo, they do some Ptelo Pshite, Lechadim Akinon Esacharaton, Esachamo, they do some Ptelo, Honame Pshite. Maritim, it's a way of the music army. Dikom, Psychan Esacham, Bulguya, because they Bizure Balmud, the Kumash Milon. Omar Abnach, Marab Aloch, Ekreb Yude. In other words, the Chor Vizi Sosaba Achille. And Chor Hamishis. I mean, Chor Hamishis is Sosaba Achille.
What does it mean, at
the beginning of the Nesachamo. Because Nesachamo is a process. It doesn't take place. It takes at least 2 minutes. For the chamo, before it starts rising on the horizon, until it is fully risen the horizon. So in other words, maybe the 280 meant the same thing. the one who says Bisecha Nesachamo Bigaluya Abikum Mizdaya. So Kamashpilam, that if they spell out explicitly Kedem Nesachamo, another one says Bisecha Nesachamo is it Dizumtio, because Kedem Nesachamo means not in the course of the process of Nesachamo, but before the process. Now, what is considered Shkiyah? What is considered Nesachamo? So there is a Machlokes Rishayim. According to the Rav Shulchan Aruch in the Siddur, so Shkiyah is considered when the whole sun has gone down below the horizon. So for what?
Baltanishita
in the Siddur. When you look in New York Times sunset, what do they call sunset? When half of the sun has gone down. Now, but of then, it is, the Ratanya says that it means if the whole sun has gone down. And sunrise means when the sun started to appear. And he mentions the Raya from the Yerushalmi in Brochus. The others who say that sunrise is when the whole sun has arisen. So there is a machlekes. But anyway, one thing is sure. Half of the sun has no significance whatsoever. That's only in the Lashon Yodom. When we say sunrise, it means half of the sun has arisen. When we say sunset, it means that the whole sun has arisen. But there's another shayla. What does it mean, sunrise? At which level? At mountain level, sunrise is earlier. At a valley level, it's much later. Or it's at sea level. So most poskim say it means at sea level, not at mountain level. The Rav in the Siddur says that it means the mountain level. It means mountain level. So in other words, you have to machmir. So in regard to sunrise, there is a chumrah of 4 minutes. Why? Because if you say the sun at mountain level,
why is it a chumrah?
If you have to observe it, let's say, Dabi Vosiki. If you want to Dabi Vosiki, so when will you say Gal Yisrael? So you have a 4 minutes time.
No.
It's impossible.
It's
you
not
know,
a chumra, it's a kula.
A kula, right, I have to occupy.
So what's the case where it would be a chumra to start?
Yeah, I meant that a chumra to observe a sikhim, otherwise you'll not observe a sikhim. Either you'll say Gal Yisrael before sunrise, or you say it after sunrise.
So it's better to say after sunrise.
No, but there is a kula, there is a chumra. In other words, if you say it, one second, if there is a 2 minutes difference between the sunrise at mountain level and the sunrise at sea level.
Four to two.
One second.
2 minutes.
And then there is a 2 minutes difference interval from the time the sun starts to rise until the sun, you know, is a... has risen completely. So mele, when you combine the interval between the sunrise at mountain level and the sunrise at sea level is 2 minutes. And when you combine it with that, you combine that with the time it takes to rise, so it's another 2 minutes. So in other words, so you have a kule, maybe you have a right kule. If you want to be sure that you are the kind of mystery speaking, you can be with something to see Gal Yisrael at least in this minute. But you can be with something to see Gal Yisrael within that 4 minutes interval. Now again, when you look up in the calendar, sunrise, so that means it is a time when half of the sun has risen. So I don't know about the Shkiyah in the Algemeinah, whether it means when the whole sun has reason, or it means part of the sun has reason. I don't know.
It's very easy to find out.
How?
You just check with the New York Times and see.
That's right. Go ahead and do it.
Today's time says 4:41 is sunset.
Yeah, so. And here it also says Shkia 4:41.
So
that means it's okay. Not accurate. It's right. Sunset. See. I thought so, because how is the organization now going to find out if not in the New York Times? How do the New York Times know from the observatories in Washington? But if you have Dr. Levy's book, you know.
Which book?
Dr. Leon Levy.
Yeah.
Tell me online.
What's
he wrote
the
a book on sunrise and sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
very
the
nice
name
book.
Of the book?
Chronology?
Jewish
chronology.
So what does he have there? What does he have there?
The skiers according his mantis and according all of the tables and explanations and traditional, it has my estimate. He was the head of the
Jewish scientists, right?
He had the head of Jewish scientists when he was here, but he was the head of the certain school, you know. Physics, you know. Many of my Torah attended it, and then he didn't go to college. Dr. Leo Levy. I'm sure there are many who have it here. So there you have all the tables for all parts of the earth, Australia, South Africa. If you go, if you travel, you have to take it with you. Okay. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Alochik Rav Yudin, Omar Le Rovel Rav Nachman. B'nei Memar Alochik Rav Meir, Dissosom Tanek Avosim, Ditnan Kol Shor, Shemuter Le'achil Machil. So what does it mean? Machil is Anoye, and Le'achil is Achille. According to Rav Yudin, there is a difference. Shor Hamishis is also Bachile, and it's Mutabanu. But the contra Meir, there is no difference. So Stam Nishnis Kavosi. So the Gemara did not call Shor Zomach. Hailaf Stomi Mishum Bikashi Muta. The name Mishum Bikashi Muta, because the Gemara is the Kashi. Then the second period, why does it say Muta? Cold mocking, cold saw sheichel is machil. Why does it have to say muta leachil is machil? So the Gemara says that it's like Rav Gamliel, it's not like Rav Meir. Rav Gamliel makes a difference between trumo and chum. Chum, in regard to chum, he agrees with Rav Yehuda, because there is no hefset chum, no isha first chum. But in regard to trumo, there is an isha. Of being mafsit chumo, mishmeres tumei sai, so he agrees with Rav Meir. So he says, Munefshech, if that Mishnah is like Rav Gamliel, so let him say, Halachik Rav Gamliel, Dehavle Machia, Omrei Rav Gamliel, Laf Machel, Cham de Nafshi Koma. In other words, when do we say, Halachik Machia, when one person says his opinion after two other Tanoi, express their opinion. So he is like the mediator, the machria. But here Rav Gamliel expressed his opinion, not because there was a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. He said his opinion before he heard the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So in other words, he's not a machria. People say, Rav Yoma Kaitane, Ditanye, well, that is relevant this year. Abosso Shalir Bishabes, Mivarin Esakim Nea Shabes. This year, so you have Shabes Erev Pesach. It involves a lot of problems. People become crazy because of Shabes Erev Pesach. What should you do? You can't eat matzah, because Erev Pesach cannot allow to eat matzah. And you can't eat chometz. Chometz you're allowed to eat. But like this, if it's a yim chayil, you burn it. But Shabbos, what do you do?
You flush it down.
Yeah, flush it down the toilet, all right. So there's shailas bizochlin. theater, and then you're afraid you have to eat in a special place, not in the dining room, you have to eat in the kitchen, or put a table in a special room, in a bedroom. Why? I know all this. Anyway, so I have, Rav Misha Feinstein wrote that you can eat Passover Gisne. Let's say, like in Zaini school, when Yikavi Asude. So then you can say, Amit Lachem. You can say, because if Passover Gisne, if Yikavi Asude, so then you wash the same tells you dying, and you say, Amit Lachem not. But the problem with Rav Misha Feinstein.
But why is that better? How is that a solution?
Because Passover Gisne. So you suppose you'd be allowed to eat much. There wouldn't be any problem, you eat much, but you're not allowed. But Passover Gisne, you are allowed.
You mean you make matzahs with Passover Gisne?
That's right.
Egg matzah. So what does that mean?
Egg matzah.
Egg matzah.
Egg matzah.
So you permit egg matzahs
to have a Pesach? Yeah, because the Ramov that says Noagos Lechel, he doesn't mean it's osar. He says, since according to Rashi, we are not allowed to eat egg matzah, all Pesach, because it's chometz nukshe, sosam drabonon, or even with raise, without malkes. So mele, why should a Jew bake egg matzah for Erev Pesach? So mele is Noagos Lechel. But in Achaname, if he has egg matzah, Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat. Mekeres matzah. Mekeres matzah. Or another kind, if you have a Mizene school. You know what Mizene school is? You take matzah melt and you make a kuba out of it. And you boil it, you don't bake it, you see. Mizene school. So halacha is Passover Gisne. So if you are kedeya sude, so then you make a maize. But there is a problem. What's called kriya sude? So there are two shittas, either three beitzim or four beitzim. But the goyin shita, I don't know, the Rav Misha Feinstein.
How much of mezonos do you need?
That's right. The goyin shita is 21 plus today. So you have to be FFK Agava, you know.
Especially since at night you're going to have to eat five kazesim.
So you mean Alfidin, you shouldn't be allowed.
No, I mean it's
going
to be hard to do that.
It's little, but I have another reason, very simple reason, to eat matzah mevushalas. You take a matzah that was baked, and you put it in a pot or in a frying pan, and you amirashle it. So then you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah because it's mevushalas.
You mean you bake it with kosher lepesach stuff?
Yeah, sure.
How do you bake it? How do you cook it in a frying pan?
How you bake it? You take out a pass of shmur matzah, Friday or Shabbos, and you take it out from the box. You take many matzahs from the box.
And you fry it.
And you fry it, yes. Very simple. You want to boil it in water, you can do it. But it's much more tasty if you fry it, yes.
And then you can make the mozi in that?
Of course. Because
but during Pesach, you know, it's not a problem to fry matzahs?
Why?
With why eggs or something like that, it's not a problem?
That's one of the Maholim.
Only Gibrach.
What?
Only
Gibrach. Gibrach Hasidim. We are not Hasidim anyway. Yeah. And well, the Goyin says there is no basis in matzah shoyo, because what's the time? Maybe a piece of matzah was not well baked. So first of all, in machine matzah is not shara. And even in hand matzah, so the Tisefta says, ho ofu ve'yakolu eini machmis. So ofu means baked, what does kolu mean? If it was a little, you know, singed, it's not machmis. So even if it's not well baked, well, say kfule. Kfule is not chometz al pidin, it's only a chumle. Not read it, but then you allow because every kfule is kolu. It's not well baked, it looks raw, but it was kolu, it was inside the tunnel. So, merely it's not machmas. So, there is a simple place to eat matzum and shalas. And many people do it that way. So, Rav Meisha was not chishish for the goyin shita. So he said you should eat four basin and then you wash.
What?
So it's a meal, it's not also to be eaten. Pesach. So you can eat it until 3:30.
In
meat, because it doesn't have tamat. Tanya abos shachalit b'shabes. Mivarim eshakum na'ashabes. V'seyofin. Now, then there is another, but you can't rely on it, because most Rishonim achilik. The Balamoya Shita is that Matzah is Osar Arav Pesach only after Chomets is Osar. So then Matzah is Osar. But until 10 o'clock, when Chomets is Mutar Ba'achile, Nekunak Zeh, 10 o'clock, so Matzah is also Mutar. But most Rishonim achilik on that. So that's why you can do that.
Eat at night, eat matzah, regular matzah at night?
No, he said, according to all Rishonim, not the Lamoya, that it's also a whole day, so it's also at night too. Yes, so you have to eat matzah and vishalas at night too.
Don't say, some say that from Shabbos Haggadah you should be ready?
That's Minhagim.
Minhagim,
it's not Minhagim that is mentioned in the Rambam, by the Rambam, even in Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. It's by women, Minhagim by women.
It's not, the Rambam doesn't mention
it. Of course not.
The Yankees, you know, have a minhag from Rosh Chodesh Nisan after.
Okay, so some have a minhag from Purim, not to eat.
Yeah.
Shleshim Yom.
Really, from Purim?
Yeah.
In Shleshim Yom.
Shleshim Yom. I remember one time, because of Chodosh, so I only eat much outside the house. So I went to a restaurant downtown in the week of Pesach. And Sunday, Pesach was Shabbos. So, and I asked him much. Oh, so the proprietor of the restaurant, he attacked me. Was the week of Pesach essen much? Who is gehad geworden, I said. Feel like it's beautiful. I used to eat matzah until Pesach. I mean, outside. I mean, didn't. Everything was chodosh. Matzah is not chodosh because it's made from winter wheat, except whole wheat matzah could be chodosh. You're not allowed to eat chometz until Dalit Shoy is Friday. It's a very strange stuff as well.
Well, what's his basis?
I don't know. It's the safety,
Do you know where the Tzafnas Paneach is?
Yeah, in Luchas.
Is it on the Rambam?
I think so. Maybe it's in the supplement, but I think it's on the Rambam.
So which Rambam?
When he talks about Shabbos Arav Pesach. The Rambam says, in Pirush HaMishin Sanhedrin, that if two Nevi'im will come to Bezdin and they'll testify that Nevi'ah, it was revealed to them that a certain person is Chayv Misa or Malkes, we can't give because of Shnai Medim Yachim Dovah. Shnai Medim means Eiriyah, not two Nevi'im. But here is different. There it's din. So it can only be done. Al piedi. Mashinkin is a meter. So it doesn't be so. It's only 4 mils a bound. So if it's 4 mils a bound, so then it is so. So it not be certainly as much of a bill as in it doesn't be so. Now, Rabbi Chon is the Kashi. How does the Mishnah say that Kashi, the Fitzrak, is typical of Rabbi Chon? Munachat Sheyovel Yo, Shnaim Shifkidu Yitzlach, Zemon of Yosai, Mon Shlishi is in Munachat Sheyovel Yo. How can Leo do anything? It's Tedes, like the forces. So Rabbi Chon says, when Leo comes, the Ramai will be misfired. It's difficult for Rabbi Chon. Anybody who knew Rabbi Chon, so that's a difficult Teretz Kashi and Teretz Rabbi Chon.
Right, but
doesn't
take doesn't
take
mean Tishbi Teretz
Kushis
Rabbi
Chon. So that's, oh yeah, so what will you do? No, so that's in Biru Edina Tere, because Elio.
But Loi
Bashamai. Loi Bashamai, it. No, because he's one of the Chachmei Kabbalah, it's not Bashamai. Not with Teras Novi.
But with Teras Kabbalah?
With Teras Kabbalah.
You think Eliyahu knows the answers to all questions?
He was one of the Chachmei Kabbalah.
So for the Baruch Hu said over everything?
He was Mikabbalah, listen. Itana came in Vara, no. And,
there must be things they don't know.
When the Gemara has an Abai, and then the Gemara mentions a Raya from the Price. So it's pushed Abai. So here, Eliyahu the patient
of Gemara will always say Tekut when it's underlined.
That's right.
I never say Tekut.
If there is a raya from the Mishnah price, the Gemara will not say Tekut.
No, but can Tanaim have Sfeikus that the Gemara will say Tekut?
Yeah, but it, Amoroim cannot have Sfeikus in something that Tanaim did not have.
Yeah, sure. But maybe even the Tanaim don't know something.
So he'll tell you, Eliyahu, I don't know. Which is very unlikely.
But Teiku means that, right? Tishbi,
yeah, yeah, that's right.
Does somebody say that?
Tishbi, I mean, that's what I learned. Tishbi, Tari, Squishy.
You don't know any Rishon that says that's what Teiku means.
No, I don't know. The Malam used to say Teiku. It could be.
It's a remes.
What?
It's just a remes? It's not.
It's a abbreviation. It could be that Teiku means let it stand.
Right.
It stalemate. Teiku. Yeah. But Malamdim used to say, Tishbi Itari Squishy Rabbi.
That's not the real Kavana though of the word. It's just a cute abbreviation.
Okay, maybe. The Pshute shall be more is Teiku means let it stand. Stalemate, you know, play chess. Stalemate. Stand. Shayo bo amak muftakwan li soil. Shayo bo li rabbish haposit rabbish haposit. That's a strange Gemara. In other words, Leo is not coming the Arab Shabbos and Arab Yom Tov because it will interfere with the Achonis for Shabbos. The point is, Yerob once gave a whole drosha on that. In other words, after all, Bias HaMashiach, she's Ishmael, Bechol Yem Shiyove. So we are afraid because it will interfere with the chant. I mean, it doesn't make so the funny Zharov said, he was a terrific speaker, he says, the pshat is Shabbos, we don't need Mashiach. Yim Shikuri Shabbos, Uminucho, we don't need Mashiach. We need Mashiach Nimiachil. It's because Nimiachil, Jews are frustrated and they think about their problems. We need Mashiach. For Shabbos we don't need Mashiach. We can get along without Mashiach. My love. Feel lechel. I'm not popping for you. Over lily by here. But not lechel. Now, then there's another problem. Shabbos Arif Pesach. Which how I should this?
When so we eat it early.
What?
You did also early.
Oh, yeah, 3 years early. But there is a shite that Shabbos Shudas has to be after Chatzos.
Yeah?
Yeah, Shudas Harashim. So what you do is, you eat it early, you make the whole Shudas, you eat, let's say, at 9 o'clock. You daven early. You daven at 7.
6.
Or 6, yeah. Why, you already experienced Shabbos
Shudas? Yeah, I mean, in 1982 was there.
Yeah. I forgot the way.
81.
I forgot. Now you'll have, 4 years later, you will again have Shabbos Shudas. When it comes twice. Anyway, so you eat early, at 9 o'clock you eat, and then you bench, and then you take your walk, and you wash again, and you eat pas, let's say Masim Mishalas, or pas apobikisnin, as from each Christian said. But then there is a shite that you're not yetze if you eat it before chatzis. So then there is another kule, because the Arishenim will say shalashudas doesn't require pas. You can eat pears. So after chatzis, you eat fruit, you know, oranges, apples, pears, peaches, all kinds of things. Okay. אמר רב חד בסובר לא דרב נחמן דאמר רובים ברב חד מי שבוד מאחות שיפקי דיסקי הם לא יחומץ אצל יחל לחק וכויה ונוקפו ארבורים ויחומץ מבד בגלית ובו לפני רב שורי שאין אמר לי חמתן שני אמר לי ימתן שלישי אמר לי ימתן רביש אמר לי ימתן חמישי אמר לי צייר מייחו בשוק, מי לבלי נוחרים? אוי, כרבי יהודה, אמר רבי יסל, לא יקי לישראל, אין קרן מאה. So, according to קרן מאה, שור חמישיס, from 10 to 11, so it's מותר איזם בנוי. אמר רבי, אילי ישראל נשקלי נפשי, so why did he have to sell it? He could eat it. He could buy it. So he said, Mishum Chshat. Tanya, Dabiz Dokesh, in Lemani, Michali, Pirtan Achirin, Ben Pirtan Asm, Dabiz Tamche, Dabiz Tamche, Shilani, Michali. You see, Tamche means the meal, how do you call it in English? I mean the chest, what? How do you call it in English? When you give food to homeless people. What? There's an expression. In other words, so the Gabishol's doctor used to give meals, serve meals to poor people. So there's the tamche. So tamche, gabi tamche, shilani mechalei, מייחל אחרים, but not to themselves. ומייחל אסלום, משנה בשנתים הישם מישראל. In other words, of the deen, you're not allowed to take change from the pushke unless you take two edim who see how you change, let's say, dollar or $10 bill from the pushke money.
Yeah,
that's the deen. Because of chshat. You're not a gaba, so you don't know.
For what? Not supposed to do what?
What? Somebody will see that one boy is taking money from the pushke, he'll be chesed and he'll steal it.
So you're allowed to change it, get some lesser change for your money?
No, only in the presence of two aid. Because the Yisim, the King Hashem, is what?
Even
if you're
not a Gabbai
Stucker? What?
If you're not a Gabbai Stucker?
Yeah, even a Gabbai Shul's Stucker. We say, in a man with Gabishol's daughter, only if he is reliable and honest, is Rav Chanina B'Tzradim, still. So the more honest he is, the more shad he is susceptible to.
Yeah. I don't understand.
That's the way it is. Because people are jealous.
What do you mean? You said the more honest he is, the more shad there is?
So people are more likely to be
jealous.
They're jealous.
Yeah.
Didn't you see what happened to President Nixon at Watergate? Everybody was screaming at him because they're jealous, that's why. Including the judge himself, he was jealous of him. Didn't do such a terrible thing to President Nixon. They all do it, but they know how to escape. They know how to pull down the curtains. You know this story. So, these three students, so there was a Shiba called the three on me. So he said, I was told that you vote on Shabbat. So he said, Rabbi Jesus, he says, why did you? He said, I forgot, you know. It was a cloudy day, Shabbos, and I thought it was already after sunset. So I started to write. I didn't know. Then another student, he asked him, I was told that you wrote on Shabbos. He said, I forgot. So what did you forget? I forgot that it's also to write on Shabbos. Then the third student, yes, he said, I also forgot. I said, why did you forget? I forgot to pull down the curtain. Now, that's a general Isha of Marasai. That means, it's a general Isha. You're not allowed to go into a bar to make a telephone call. Or you're not allowed to go into a trefa restaurant in order to take a drink of soda.
Does it say
it doesn't say trefa restaurant, but it's something that people might, you know, in such a way that people will accuse you of an affair.
Unless you have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, if it's very bad, So then we shall start hack. You can overlook the Isha.
Or is it better to take off your yarmulke?
It's better to take off the yarmulke.
Yeah.
You can do it because you have a beard. Maybe today it's not right. Okay. So anyway, so
Isha. Someone has to be in a court, calls a witness or whatever. Should take off his yarmulke or should he wear it?
Why shouldn't he wear it? Unless
say the verdict goes against his testimony, could it be the judge, you know, sort of
if he acts in an unethical way, so he should take off the armor. Somebody, Rav Moshe Feinstein, passed to a lawyer who did not conduct himself in a nice way. He was known. He says he advised him to take off the armor, and then even Rav Moshe Feinstein once said that if Yeshiva Bocha goes to movies, he should take off the yarmulke. Yeah. That's what they say, I don't know. It's not in the Jewish. What? Who told you that? Yeah, so why is it that Bishas Atrak is Muta? That's all, it's an Isha the Raisi. The answer is, the Isha the Raisi is only an Isha glory. The Yisem Nikim Adishem Yisrael. As the Mishnah Sholem says, that those who are tearing the Tumas Alishko, they are not allowed to carry the shop with the money beneath the jacket, because then people say, why does he walk out like this? With the shop, with the bag, you know, in the jacket, he's probably stealing money. So, in general, he should not deport himself in such a way that people will accuse him. But if generally he deports himself in a way that is devoid of shit, but under certain situations he has to go to the bathroom, he has to call up his wife because the plane is leaving late and his wife will have aggravation. So then it's not even a tisa. Many times when the plane was late, I used to go into a bar even and call up, make a telephone call. In other words, the isa is an isa in general, not each specific act. But if she's a tzak in a specific situation, it's just a tzak, so there is no isa. אמר אבל במאסנה לרב יוסף, בפירש אמר לו, אמרת לו נצאו מיכו נוכן, כרב יהודה. אמר רב יוסף, כמאן אז לא שמע יצא, דרבי כרב שמעון גמליאל, דתנן, המפקיד פירש אצל חברי, אפילו נעבודים להיגמר. רב שמעון גמליאל אמר, מיכון בבזני פני השבת סביידה. Now, what does it mean, Mechon Mishon Saveide? He says, what does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't say anything. He says, Shabbos Saveide, there are two pshat. One pshat is, Zochen Lodom Shalei, Bifonov. It's for his benefit. And that's why it's Mechon Bibezn. And the other one is, that it's Takonis Chachon. Takonis Chachon, Hefka Bezn Hefka. Now, why?
What's the case?
When you are ashamed of a pears, and the pears started to deteriorate to rot, let's say apples, plums, and so on. So, as Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you should sell it in the best and keep the money for the mafkid, you see, because you are doing him a favor, you see. Otherwise, he'll lose all the pears. It will become rotten completely. So there is a special takonis chacham. Why can't we say zochen l'odom shalei b'fonov? And then the Ramo and the
Bible. Did you give the right to sell the parents?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, what gives you the legal right to
sell
the
parents? That's right. The Mogavon in Hilchas Pesach says that suppose a certain person is overseas and he has a lot of chomets, so a friend of his can sell his chomets on his behalf. Because Zochen Lodom Shalei B'Fonov.
And it will be illegally binding.
Yeah. So the question is, why are the Rishenim, why do they say that this is special takon? Why couldn't we say Zochen Lodom Shalei B'Fonov? And then, Tanekame of the Mishneh, he says, I feel an avudim l'igaben. Zochen Lodom Shalei B'Fonov is a din poshet. Well, the Terrace is that it's not so poshet. We say Zochen Lodom Shalei B'Fonov, Ligabi das kene. But here it's not Zochen Lodom Shalei B'Fonov Ligabi das kene. It's Ligabi das makne. Because we sell it, in other words, we give it away to him. Reuven is giving his makne, Shimon's chometz, to Levi. Do we say Zochen Meodom? So the Rashbo, the Chedush Rashbo, Anidorin, and Perik, Hashutfin. Yeah. So, not Hashutfin. So, I thought it was Membo. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's right. So he says, we say Zochin Leodon. The Tzeis discussed it. But we do not say Zochin Leodon. But they are Rishenim Rashi Shite. And Tzeis Shite. It's the counter. In Gdushin. Rishenim say Hefka Bez Nefka. In Bumisir, you look up and see the Besses. Now the Gemara in Gittin says... What in Gittin?
Did you say there's a
Rashi in Kiddushin? Yeah, I thought Rashi, but it's Rashi in Gittin.
No. I think there is a Rashi.
Maybe there's the Gemara, same Gemara. It might be a Rashi in Kiddushin too. Yeah, in the second period. All right, but let's see in Gittin. Daf test on the base. So the Gemara says, Braisa says, the Braisa in Tanur Rabbanan, Daf test on the Dalif, Bishleisha Drochim Shavu Gitinoshim Shechavari, Shavu Lemelech Lemevi, that the Shliach has to save from Nechta from Nechta, the whole get Sheishal of Itkusi is possible, because maybe the Kusi Amoretz, חוץ מדינושים שחעבודים, so there is a special הלוכה, that they know אידים חייסמי או זה בפני זה, so Israel wouldn't sign together with the Kusi if he knew that the Kusi was not a Chover. So that applies to שחעבודים too. וכל השתור ישראלי והחויש, שלאים שכחובים, אף על פי שחסמין וחובים נשאר, חוץ מדינושים שחעבודים, because דינם והחוס את דינם, so even by שתמתוני ישחושה, except these no shavodim, that's not in the moment. Who did that may have a ball, or him a ten gets a lifty, who star shikos a lavdi, or so as a bishne, and yards of dealer at me. So then the Gemara asked the Kashi. The other things that Shobug is no shavodim, Pisu like a poike, or him a tnu gets a lifty. שתשיחו זה להבדי ומאיס לא ייתנו לחמיס נו מונו לפלני ומאיס ייתנו לחמיס כי כתונה מילסד לסד בשתורס מילסד יפי שתורס לא כתונה תשולח חובי משמי רבה בויה הבו ידין ששולח רב לזל ילו משמו אבינו משמו רב שחיב מרש שאומר כיסבות נו מונו לפלני ומאיס אין כיס ומנסנין שמו לגון רק נאיס ילו בשתר והשתלה חמיס, ואיקה לשמור, סובישלם לרבי ולתאמו לפנחת ולפנחת, איזה ביקוזים פקיעים לשמור, שאיינו מלחום אלי. זה סיים פינק, אל עובד קשה, קונטרובל לתאמו לפנחת ולפנחת, איזה ביקוזים שמי נעיד מצוין, איקאי מי, סו לשמור קוד ביקנטה. ואי, ויסו בין רבי בין רבי אוי כמחוגה. תיקו קטונה פשורי לרבונון, דרייצו לי קטונה. והכוי שאו לי קום פשורי לרייצו לי קטונה. So he more answers, when he mentions the quays, he mentions the quays, what I see the Israel. So then, midrais is not possible, because it's kosher מצדה למסירה. But, מצדה פשורי לרבונון, מזויר, it is possible. ומקטון סעיפה רב שימנה עם מרת אילו כשירים ואומר רב זירה יורד רב שימן אשתו של שלום עזר תאמר יצר קרסה נכלל תנקם לסובה ותלוי לי מישר קרסה איך בנאי ישים מסמבוק זאת גמור עשה תנקם אולצו קורס ודשיטה אוף חבלסה אבל הדיפרנט לתנקם אין רב שימן is there is a din of Zuya from Teich is possible in the Rabbanon. But suppose they, the Chsime, have typically non-Jewish name. Today you don't have such a thing. Unless I mean Mr. Christian, so that's a typically non-Jewish name. But any other name, so it could be Marx, it could be Abrams, it could be any name in the world. It could be Jewish, it could be not Jewish. But, let's say, whenever there is a typically Christian name, so then if the signatory has a typically and obviously a non-Jewish name, so then there is no psul d'rabbanan, because like this there is a xera, maybe they'll use him as an itchsime in something where they know edim sire, but no one will use him, he knows he's a goy. וחזור את הרייסי בקטונה about the ability to be חייזה so that the רייסי הלכי קטונה מילסה לסי בקדוש מילסה בשידוש מליקטונה וחזור את גופי איסי בקדוש ושליח את בעל כוחו בגיר השני איסי ובקדוש מלסי so that should be a רשי here ושליח את בעל כוחו חלאים אדום ידיגיתנו למשכח אצלו בקדושת. דושלי הזה משתלח אצלו לגר של בלכוך, וכן לאב ולשחרי על כוח. אבל בקדושת לא ינס השליח אצלו, אלא על כוח. אצלו על כוח. הילקח, הוכה קטנו, וזו שווה גדינושים שחעבודים, ששלי הזה הוא ינס השליח אצלו על כוח. ומרוץ הבעל חזיה, Why does it's Rotsa Baal Chayzeh by Kedushin? Because Kedushin is not a schus, it's a chayv. Also, Akul Alme, Otherwise, if it hadn't been a chayv, so then we could say zochin l'odom shall be fun of. But by kedushin is zochin me'odom, it's not zochin le'odom, because the ishe, the baal is the king. If let's say in regard to the baal, so then you could say it's das king. But in regard to the ishe, it's zochin me'odom. So from Rashi and Tesfes, it's mashma that we say zochin me'odom also. So there's a machlek reshenim between the Rashban one end, that you only say zochin le'odom, we don't say zochin me'odom, and the sheet of Rashi and Tesfes that we say zochin me'odom also.
What was the case you were talking about?
When Reuven sells Shimon's chometz, who went to the Nesayam to Igoi, Erev Pesach. This case of Rashi,
yeah.
when somebody is a shliach to be mikabel kedushin for the woman, ishtar kedushin for the woman,
right.
and then he's chazer before he gives it over to the ishes, and so he can be chazer.
He's a shliach of the Kabbalah. And he already accepted the Kiddushin?
Was that?
He's chozer after he accepted or before he accepted?
After he accepted the Kshtar Kiddushin from the Baal. From the Baal. So, but she's not Mikudeshes. Because it's a chayv. How can you Mikudeshes if she didn't appoint him?
Oh, she didn't appoint him?
She didn't. The Baal tells him, be zeicha in the shtar kedushin for this wife. She's my mishudachas. That's ligabi gerashin.
No, the Gemara uses ligabi kedushin also. The Gemara kedushin on the Zayin Amirala.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, tabu metav tandum.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Noch adraben. So what's the problem?
So why is it a chov? It's a schus to be married. Why do you say it's a
chov?
Isn't it a
schus? The Gemara doesn't say it's a schus to get married. You cannot be mizake ishtar kedushin for a woman. Let's say if she's mishudeches, then you have to resort.
And once she's willing to marry
you, that's right.
Then it's a
schus. That's right. Let's say then it is.
So anyway, so how does Rashi over here use the concept zachin meyadon?
Because Rashi says the reason as to why the Baal came to Chazer after he told the Shliach to be Zeche for the Isha is because it's a Chayv. So mainly we don't say Zach. But suppose it hadn't been a Chayv. So then it would be impossible. But it's Zach in Me'olah. The woman is a Das Makne. The Baal is the king. She's Makne herself. To the husband.
But doesn't it happen automatically? In other words,
what do you mean automatically?
In other words, really we have to do a Maisa Kini. We have to give the star to the Isha.
Yeah.
The minute the star gets into the hand of the Isha, she's Mekudesh.
But she has to agree.
She has to agree, but not. We don't even have to come on to the concept of Kinyonim.
You mean the Ran in Midorim, so all the Rishinim Achrik, that it's not a loch of Das Makne,
right.
It's only Afkera Leba, Afkera Atzma.
But
even
the Kedushi Star, maybe everybody agrees to the Ran.
What? No difference.
Maybe there's a difference.
Please.
Why, please? I'm making a chiluk between Star and Kesef.
It doesn't make sense.
It does.
It does not make sense.
Because the Star, just one second, because the Star is not a regular Star. A regular Star, the Machna writes the Star. Here, the Kona writes the Star. Right? This
so
is
what?
Not a regular Star.
So what? So it's a Keshabai Litzia, so what?
Right, it's a special halakha of a star like Gerishin. It's not a regular star kingdom.
It doesn't make any difference.
So since it's not a regular star
and Gerishin is also a star kingdom. He patters her.
Who said?
He knew that she. He gives his machna her to herself.
He has to be machna the physical piece of paper.
No. In the marital relationship, she is machna to her. Until she gets the get, she's kona to him.
Yeah.
In a marital way.
Yeah.
And after they get, she becomes a free person.
Right.
It's like Sashiach.
So
she liberates him.
Liberates, but not through Kinyanim.
that's like to Stashich, same way. It's a king in there.
Who said?
I say. Who says?
I'm saying it's no riot from Rashi.
Oh, please.
You're assuming Star is the regular king.
Star is a regular king.
Not by
like Kesef and Bia. Same thing.
Bia, you're going to tell me Bia is a king?
Of course it's a king.
How can Bia be a king?
Because it is.
Have you ever heard of Bia being a king? How can Bia?
He's Kenya, he's Henry Kibish later.
But it's not a Maisa Kinyan.
That's the Maisa Kinyan, by Gush, it's a Maisa
Kinyan. No, it's a special Kiddush HaTorah. When you do Bia,
everything is a special Kiddush HaTorah. Without a Kiddush HaTorah, you wouldn't have anything on.
Right.
So you wouldn't
so
have
you
anything.
You can say Bia is that when you do Bia, she has a halakha of
a nation. No, you are Kenya, that's all. Same way as her. Please, okay. All right. Omar Rabba Barachonik. Lav itnar alo, omar lachon eloi shonu, elo b'shodei. Chesreinon, avod yisam de chesreinon, michin bezin, because kun hoche, do psidere gamre. Okay, now we'll start the second part. What? What a Mishnah? No, that's not Sochen Pinyon. It's a kosher pinyon. Kol shor shemuter le'achil machil ibeimu lechayu leifes umeichel inochi umuta banosei ovazmanei oso banosei. So Yasik Beit Hanu Vikarai, Reb Yudai Meirim Biyo Chomesh Alo Sreif, Vachachom Neimrim At Mifarer Bezir Leruach, Oimat Liyam. Kol Shorash, Kol Shor Shemuter, Leach Lomach, Diyukistach, Diteidi Komisho, Shidimut Leachil, Enimut Leachil. In other words, so it's not like Reb Yudai, because according to Rabbi Yudai, Achille ends at 10 o'clock, and Anoye ends at 11 o'clock. V'yatsu b'tanu v'kirayim, b'mor por p'shite, honam Anoye, kol shor shemutalach l'machil, ho kol shor shemutalach l'eini machil, l'eini mastis n'loik Rabbi Yudai, di Rabbi Yudai hu yike chomesh, d'eini yichil l'machil, from 10 to 11, so in yichil, and this machil. Now I mentioned Ravovo. This is the shortest Ravovo in the Sefer. The Rambam says that in Shor Chamir, Shor Shishis, is also Banoy Bachile. The Loyechale say, Bishor Chamishis. So what is so? So the Stira, so Ravovo says, there is a difference in the Isa. Shor Shishis, so Midarabonon, it is considered like in the category of a nisa of a love. And if somebody will eat chomets or have a noya from chomets, in shor shishis it will be postulated from the rabbon. But shor chamishis is an extra isa, like somebody who eats belonging to his dying will not be postulated. It can't get married in Marichin Kochomish, we serve him to a sheish. Rebude in Marichin Kolarba, we tell him Kochomish, we serve him to a sheish. Well, my Rebmeri, hi Kolshaw, Shemutalach, Machel, Kolshaw, Sheikh, Machel, my boy. Oh, my God, Bagule, Massis, and I'm really. It's not really Machun, Machol in Kolarba, Trumo Kochomish. We serve him to a sheish, Vorekoma. Kol Shor Shemutalach, Ben. Bitrumo Yisroel Machel Chum Libeim Ola Chayel Eifes Lomu Limisne Beim Ola Limisne Chayel Tzrich Edit Ona Beim Dimishayre Chozelo Avol Chayel Dimishayre Komitzne Lo. So what? So I would say that he's not either. So he says V'yash Zoteis, he says V'yash Min Ola Chayel Mishun Dimisne Lo V'neiva Mishun Bal Yatni. בליאת מנפקלון מלאיר מוצא ואין זה מוצא כיב משני ידוע היכנו Suppose he left, he knows that he left chametz, but he doesn't remember where he left it, but on the table, in the closet, or in the closet on top, or in the closet in the bottom, or in the frigidaire, or beneath the bed, he will not be able to believe it, and he has to see it. It's a loche of seeing it. Oh, so in other words, it's not your deal. So Teisa Shita is that chometz in your dua, you're not even above your eye. But is that so? I mean, from the tour it's mashma that if you don't make diki, and if you're not mivatil, you're even above your eye. But you're even above your eye. So the Achiezer says, the Mikachayim says, and the Achiezer says, they say both the same thing. Then the Achiezer says that he saw it in Mikachayim. So Mikachayim says that when do we say, that when the Gemara says that Midrash a bit of Balmesag, so it's much not from the Gemara. Suppose he's not Mivatil, and he's not Mivair, even though he doesn't know what I has Chometz. But he has a mokim shemachnis mi chomes, he's either a nisha derais, because only if he was mivate. But according to Tesis, chomes in Yidua are not even bali oye. So Mechaim says, what the Gemara means is, if he was mivate, then he's not either any avir derais. But if he's not mivate, he's either on tashbisu. He's mivate the es of tashbisu. Tashbisu does not apply only to chomes in Yidua. Any chometz that is possible, but bal yeroye is not either unless it's yeduati. Unless it's yeduati. The Mikachayim says, and then
even according to Tosfos, there'll be a say on Tashbis, even though you wouldn't.
That's right.
You wouldn't have been over on
bal yeroye. That's right.
You know, the Tosfos is talking about where he did the tikka and he couldn't find it. So
no, he's mivatel, he didn't make any bidika.
Suppose he does bidika and he can't find the chametz.
So then he's not
either. In the middle of Pesach.
So then it's imokim shemachnisim lechametz. If he made a bidika, he fell a bidika, not a bidika, you know, fell a bidika. So the whole house becomes imokim shemachnisim lechametz.
No, but let's say he forgot to check in one place.
Forgot, so was he negligent in forgetting or not?
No.
He was not negligent. So he did a bidika. So it's a mokim shemachnisim lechametz. So then
it's
not even
anything,
nothing.
So you're saying everybody would agree to that, not only tell
that's them, right.
Even those who are showing him that
that's right, that's
that chomet shem when you do it, you are over it.
Yeah,
but
not
here,
in,
if you do it,
yeah, only if it's a mokim shemachnisim lechametz, he wasn't bidik. But if he was bidik, so every mokim, every room and every corner of the room becomes a mokim shemachnisim lechametz. So then,
one child in the Gemara that Baba Matei says, "Abode tzar sheivata," right?
Yeah. Shema yimseguski yofi.
So what's the big deal?
Because everything is possible.
But even if you find it, it was.
No. So then, if
he does find it, there's nothing terrible, according to the way you're explaining.
No, if he's not mevatil, he finds the guski yofe, he'll be machshivet. He'll be machshivet.
So?
He'll be machshivet, so then he'll be even tashbisu.
But how can, why? Why will he be over?
Because people have
lived. Before he has a chance to destroy.
That's right.
Practically.
Alright. So, for Avol Chayed in Shire, Kamisno, Emiloi, Vitana Chayed in Mishu.
Wait, he said, can you finish the Tosfos, please? The Tosfos, Vias Mir and Chayed.
Mishu Mishno, Veneva Mishu Bal Yatmin, Bal Yatmin after Lom Liam of Tay, Vein Zemot Sukim Shin Yadua, Echno, Vechim Mashm Tere Kamedi Porich, Vishkahas Lili Vitli, Mashm the whole Kamedi Mishkahas Law,
Eber Bali Roy, Hitcherash Bo. So you see, the Tosfos is disagreeing with you, right? Because according to the way you're explaining,
no, because
the case has nothing to do with that.
No, because there the Gemara has reference to somebody who made a bitter chametz.
Right.
The night.
But the way you're explaining, anybody who does bedika, there's no raya that you're not over on chametz shen yedua. Maybe there's a distinction between doing bedika and chametz shen yedua.
That's right, because if you made it, because if you made it bedika, so everything in the house is in mokim shemachmis mechon.
Right.
Even though it's possible that
you
forgot.
You are making a chiluk.
Yeah.
Between chametz shen yedua on the one hand and bedika.
That's right.
And Tosis is not making that split because he's bringing a raya from a case of somebody who did bedika. According to you, there's no raya. How can Tosis equate the two?
No. It is a raya.
According to the way you're saying it, there's no raya. There's a chiluk. You want to make a chiluk.
Because the Gemara asks, v'chemishkachas lo livatlei. So it's a raya, but if we are going to say that by chometz shen yedua he's also eiver bal yiroye,
right.
So he was already eiver.
Not according to you.
Why not?
Because it's bother. It's eino matzoi. You're saying eino matzoi is a different principle than eino yedua. So over there, it's chometz shen no matzoi.
I understand. Other happy.
You're making a chiluk, right?
I said that if he made it all big,
it's eino matzoi, right?
Then it's more than a chometz shen yedua.
Right.
It's not even likely.
Right.
It's imokim shimachim.
So how can Tosis bring a raya from such a gemara? Right. So that means, how can Tosis bring a raya from that gemara? According to you, there's no raya.
And what is the raya that Tosis brings? That is not even valioi.
But the Tosis says the reason is because it's considered chametz shen yedua. You want to say, not because it's eino yedua, but you want to say it's because it's eino matzoi. According to your
experience... One second. He's saying matzoi. He's saying matzoi. So he said it. He's saying matzoi. It's not like him. Yes, so it's a raya from this says, you are right. It's a raya from this Teisves that according to Teisves, so if we say that he's Eivea in case of chometz shen yedua, so that means chometz shen yedua means he doesn't even have sveikis. Chometz shen yedua doesn't mean, I don't know, but maybe I am. Then he's certainly Eivea. But if he says, well, I washed the floor, I mean, just a few days ago and everything, so even though I didn't make the chametz, but the shame cleaning out the house, you know, before Pesach, the way we do it before every yontif, you know, before every yontif. So then it's considered chometz shen yedua. But if he just thinks, but he's not sure, so then it's considered chometz yedua. Yeah, it's considered chometz yedua, and there will be. He charged, well, yes. What?
Chometz
shen yedua means that he's pretty sure that he has no chometz left. Even though he didn't make a thought dike lishim dike, he made a thought dike in order to clean up the house for Yom Tov. Because he has many guests, so he cleaned out the house. Because at the Seder he has many guests. So he wants a clean house. So then it's considered chometz shen yedua, but just chometz shen yedua, I don't know, I don't care, I don't know, how should I know, I don't have such a good
knowledge.
Then he will be there. He charged bo, he chesho lach lechayo, shedar kol hat minot man fer kame, ma shem shaya ye nachan vizino, kide shle titil chul de bifonov, vizol bdiche achol, vizh lechayo chalik, vin chayo lechul de, hamigadlim ibotim, that he lo mitzni, a chulde does not hide it very well. Chulhai, moi chulde or it menes, the chul muzokim min a chayo is not matmin as well as a chulde. Because all the other perishim lay bitlay. But then David must have made me out of my. So that's a right from this day says that if he's not me vatel, he's even out of the oil. Pshite. Omeichel nochi pshite. Vafuke mait hanit haim shame imrim. Vajim ki rodom. Chem tseili nochem ki idea shvichol ekin in Pesach. Ubitzili nekol shoshim tolai achel. Mutalim ki Alright. Now we can start the other song. That's it. Be very comprehensive. So we'll start next week with the sugi of Chesky and Rav Avoy.